Phoneboy Speaks, episode 169, Felix for iPad. Felix, the popular app.net app, now exists in an iPad version. Developer Bill Koontz has been working on it for a while in secret. I got to start beta testing it in probably a couple weeks ago, and of course I didn't say anything about it publicly until the application was released. And it's quite an achievement as far as just usability, and there's just little things here and there that you just kind of look at and go, wow, what an attention to detail. And again, I could probably point to some other uses for app.net that are quote-unquote not like Twitter, which is, I mean, let's face it, Felix is a very polished app. It represents a Twitter-like experience on app.net. It does use a lot of the other features that are built in to app.net. It's, as far as feature completeness, it's pretty high up there in terms of that. In terms of polish, it's what I consider to be the yardstick by which other app.net apps are measured against. That's my opinion, of course, and I think a lot of people probably share that. But in any case, it was released for $4.99 today in the U.S. App Store, and I'm sure in the local equivalent currency, it's something similar. And actually, the other thing that Bill Koontz did today, the author of Felix, was he actually made the iPhone version of his app free for approximately 24 hours. My guess is by the time this comes out, that will have been expired, but I know he did that to get a few more users, of course, and to help grow the community. Because I mean, I can't tell you how many times I tell a new person on app.net that's got an iPhone, go buy Felix. It's $5. You're not going to regret spending it. And more often than not, people are very happy with it. So it is one of the best experiences out there. Now, the other thing I did today, because I know there's a lot of other developers out there in app.net land who are, of course, putting their heart and soul into their projects. And, you know, and app.net is more than just one developer developing a great app. It's a community of developers. And there's a lot of great developers out there. Some of their apps I use, some of them I don't. And, thanked everybody today, because I really think that, you know, app.net's a special place, not only because there's nice people on it, although some might argue with that, but generally speaking, most people are pretty good that I've run into so far, and the developers are great too. And without the developers developing cool stuff, and without the users using them, there's not much there in app.net. And so despite the fact that Bill definitely earned his day in the sun, I made sure to thank all the other developers I was aware of and let them know that I appreciate the stuff that they're working on, because, you know, as I've said before with app.net, we're all in this together, and I realize that app.net's not for everybody, and there's some people that have left or whatever. Whatever your reason for leaving, I don't even really care at this point. I'm having fun with it, and I will enjoy it as long as it lasts, and I'm definitely enjoying having Felix on my iPad. I'm actually using my iPad more now because I have Felix on it, and it's scary that a single piece of software can make me use a single piece of hardware more. And I don't think any app that I've used to date has had that kind of impact on me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.